Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Dalid. We are holding on daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. We are two lines from the bottom of the page on daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. Amar Rav Ashi. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by my dear friend Rabbi Daniel Price in memory of his father, Dr. Clifton Price, Akiva ben Avraham, whose yahrzeit is today. The neshama should have an aliyah. And we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, as I said, on the bottom of daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. And there are two topics in today's daf. One is a continuation of a topic that we already started yesterday, and that is whether an orel is allowed to eat maaser sheni. We've been discussing many different halachos about an orel and what he's limited from and what he's allowed to do. So we're going to have a lot of discussion about whether an orel is allowed to eat maaser sheni. The Gemara is going to have three different rayas that an orel is allowed to eat maaser, that an orel is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. Two of them are going to be rejected by saying, no, when it's saying that an orel is not allowed to eat maaser, it means maaser rishon, and we're assuming like the sheet of Rav Meir, who's machmir by maaser rishon, and the other one's going to be rejected by saying it's going alibi de Rabbi Akiva, who considers an orel like a tamei, like we've already seen that Rabbi Akiva considers an orel to be the equivalent of a tamei. But the mainstream opinion might still be that an orel is mutter by maaser sheni, by maaser sheni. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Rabbi Yitzchak holds that an orel is also by maaser sheni based on a gzeirah shava of mimenu mimenu mikarbon pesach, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether that gzeirah shava is mufna mitzad echad, mufna mishnei tzadim, and if it's whether it works according to each shita that you need mufna mitzad echad or mufna mishnei tzadim. Then Amud Beis is the second topic of the daf after we discuss Aral and Maaser Sheni. Amud Beis is going to discuss the isser of a tamei person to eat truma. So we're going to derive where the isser comes from, the isser that a tamei person is not allowed to eat truma. The Gemara is going to discuss the process through which a person becomes tahar, and at what stage of each process he's allowed to eat different things. When does he have access to maaser sheni? When does he have access to truma? And when does he have access to kachim? And then the Gemara is going to tell us that even though the Gemara is going to learn that even someone who needs kapara is mutar b'truma from Shas Harav Shemesh, from the pasuk that talks about a yoledes. So let's begin again. We're holding the two lines from the bottom of the page on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to go back to a kasha or a shaila that it raised on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph about an orel eating truma. The Gemara brought a raya from a mishnah that quoted a whole bunch of things that are aser b'truma bikurim, but mutter b'maaser sheni, and it didn't bring among those different people that are aser b'truma maaser sheni and that are aser b'truma bikurim and mutter maaser sheni, didn't bring among them the halacha that an orel is aser in truma and bikurim, but is mutter maaser sheni. So we use that as a raya that an orel is aser even b'maaser sheni. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring what it left off of the list as a raya, because ton of a shayer. So the Gemara says, well, my shayer, die shayer. You can't just say ton of a shayer unless it left something else off the list. So in order to answer that question, the Gemara said, you have to look at the seifa, because the seifa gives another list, and in the list on the seifa, there's something that's left off. So mele, it's okay to say that there was something left off in the resha as well. So now the Gemara tells us, nah, you don't have to look at the seifa. There are other items that are left off the list in the resha, meaning the very chilik between truma and bikurim on the one hand and maaser sheni on the other hand. It was not an exhaustive list. There are other things that are also b'truma bikurim and mutter b'maaser sheni. Amar Rav Ashi mereisha nami sham minad the tana v'shayer. We see tana v'shayer from the resha as well. Midalo katani, from the fact that the tana did not mention that v'noag in b'shar shnei shavua vein lempidyon mashen kin b'maaser. The truma and bikurim apply through all the other 6 years of shemitah. There's not a single one of the 6 years of Shemitah, other than the Shemitah itself, where Truma does not apply and where Bikurim does not apply, and also Truma and Bikurim never have Pidyon. There's no way to be pod to them for money. But both of those things are not true about Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni does not apply throughout all 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, because years 3 and 6 are Maaser Ani years, where you give Maaser Ani instead of Maaser Sheni. And Maaser Sheni, we know you could be poda, it's Kedusha on Techulin. If you can't schlep all your Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, you exchange it for Chulin full in money, and then the money becomes Maiser Shedi, and the produce becomes Chulin, and then you could just bring the money up to Yerushalayim. So Shvamina, so from there we see that ton of Ishayir, that it doesn't bring all of the halachas that are knowing Betrum Bikurim and not knowing Maiser Shedi, and therefore you can't bring any raya from the fact that Orel isn't on the list, because Orel might just be an omission from the list, just like we have other omissions. Doesn't necessarily mean that Orel is wouldn't fit on the list. So says Gemara, okay, let's try to be poshet the suffix. Can an Orel eat Maaser Shedi or not? Just before we get to that, when we said that Noag and Bishar Shnei Shavua Vein Len Pidyon Mashen Kein B'Maaser, Rashi Al HaTorah writes that Bikurim, not just Bishar Shnei Shavua Bikurim is Noag, not only in years 1 through 6, Rashi Al HaTorah, Rashi on Chumash, writes that Bikurim is Noag in Shemitah as well, that Bikurim is Noag even in the Shana Shviyas. Now you're not going to have Truma B'Shana Shviyas, you're not going to have Maaser Shedi B'Shana Shviyas, but Bikurim is Noag B'Shana Shviyas. The Meiri writes in our Sugya that Noag in B'Kol Shana V'Shana Chutz Mishnas Hashmita Shein Adam Zoreya, but that no, Bikurim is not Noag B'Shana Shviyas because you're not Zoreya during Shana Shviyas. And the Gorari and the Orachaim also say like the Meiri, and they say because it's Hefker, you're not Chayiv from B'Shas Bikur, because the whole thing is Hefker B'Shas Bikur, so you can't say Adam Asher Nasatali because it wasn't Nasatali B'Shnas Hashviyas. B'Shnas Hashviyas, the whole thing is Hefker. So the Achronim are Medayik from what Rashi writes in our Sugya. Rashi and Chumash says very clearly that Bikurim is Noag even during Shemitah year. In our Sugya, Rashi writes, V'Noagin Truma Ubikurim B'Shar Shnei Shavua B'Chol Shnos HaShemitah Avol Maaser Shedi Eino Noag B'Gimel V'Chulei. So the Tel Torah writes that L'Chora, the Shnos HaShemitah means, when Rashi writes Shnos HaShemitah, he means other than the Shemitah year itself. And that's why the Gemara uses the Lashon B'Shar Shnos HaShemitah. It doesn't say B'Chol HaShanim. So the Gemara said that because Truma is not Noag during Shemitah. So, but Rashi puts them both together. Sounds like even Bikurim is not Noag B'Shemitah. In the Sefer Torah Sa'aretz, he says that you could be docha that raya, because it could be that Rashi said Shar Shnei Shavua because of Truma. Truma certainly is not Noag during Shemitah. It's not necessarily a diuk that Rashi means to tell me that Bikurim is not Noag during Shemitah. Minchas Chinuch quotes Rashi al Torah, and he says it has to be that Rashi had some sort of bright. So Rashi doesn't make stuff up in general. Almost everything he quotes in Chumash is from a Gemara or a Medrash or a Bryce or something. So he must have had some sort of brisa. However, in the Re'im, in the Mizrahi, in the Gorari, in the Sifsei Chachamim, they have a different girsa in Rashi. They say that it's a Tal Sofer, that the Bikurim is not knowing Beperu Shviyas, and therefore you don't need to make up a brisa, because you can say the Pashlus, that both Truma and Bikurim are also not knowing during the Shemitah year itself. Anyway, so that's what that was a raya, that ton of a shayer, but we still need to bring a raya. Isn't Aril Lali Maaser Shedi? So we're going to have three rayas. Shema, raya number one is about a din in Hilchus Mila. If you did a Mila, but you didn't complete the job, and you so didn't complete the job, that it's Ma'akiv as a Mila, that there are pieces of skin that make it that are still there, that make the Mila not kosher. So then you're not allowed, that person who did not have a Mila, meaning that Orel, is not allowed to eat Truma, Pesach, Kachim, or Meiser, because an Orel is not allowed to eat any of those things until you remove all the pieces of skin that need to be removed of the arla. So you see that an arla is not allowed to eat meiser. My love, meiser dagan. Doesn't meiser mean meiser sheni? It means meiser of grain, which is meiser sheni. So you see that beferish, that an arla is not allowed to eat meiser sheni. Says Mar lo, meiser behema. The word meiser over there does not mean meiser sheni. It means meiser behema, that the halacha is, as we're familiar, that there's a mitzvah saseh to take one out of every 10 behemos tahoros that are born into your flock each year, and you put all of the new baby sheep into or calves or whatever type of animal it is, whatever kosher animal it is, you put it into the pen and you make a little pesach and a tiny opening that they can all go out one at a time, and you stand their mothers on the outside of the pen so that they'll want to go out, they'll be motivated to go out because they're going to want to go toward their mothers, and then you count them out, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, hey, vav, zayin, ches, tes, and then the one that comes out about number 10, whether it's a zachar, whether it's an akeva, whether it's a tamim, whether it's a balmum, you mark it with red and you say, hareza meiser. So meiser behema has a din of kachim kalim. So that's what it's talking about, that meiser behema, which has a din of kachim kalim, and the oral is not allowed to eat because the oral is not allowed to eat kachim. So says Gemara, yeah, but then meiser behema, hainu kachim. But on the list of things that this brisa quoted, that someone who didn't have tzitzit in the makom samila cut off, that he's not allowed to eat, it says he's not allowed to eat lo betruma, lo bepesach, v'lo bekachim, v'lo bemeiser. So wouldn't it be redundant if meiser meant meiser behema? It already said lo bekachim, so it's obvious that it's not allowed to eat meiser behema. And isn't it therefore raya that meiser does not mean meiser behema, that meiser means meiser sheni, and therefore we have a raya that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser sheni? So he says, l'tameich, no, you think the price is not being redundant? Milo tanan pesach bekatani kachim? It said that he's also to eat karban pesach is also kachim. So apparently we're not afraid in this price to list specific types of kachim, even though an aral zasser in all kachim. So meiser might mean meiser behema, which is a specific type of kachim, even though it's meiser behema is it could have been covered under the heading of kachim. So it says, well bishlam pesach hu kachim tzrichi. No, the brisa has to mention pesach and kachim separately, that an aral is not allowed to eat neither pesach nor kachim. Ditan a pesach, because if it only would have said pesach, that someone who has tzitzit makan as amila is not allowed to eat karban pesach, I would have said yeah, because mishum da arelus be pesach ksiva, the makor for the isra of achilus kachim is for an arel is by pesach. The Torah only says it by karban pesach. Aval kachim him lo, but I would have thought that by other kachim, that tzitzit makan as amila would not prevent an arel from eating other kachim. Vitan a kachim, and if it only would have told me that an arel is not allowed to eat kachim, that someone who has tzitzit makan as amila is not allowed to eat kachim, my kachim pesach, I would have thought that kachim is not a catch-all, that kachim is not describing all kachim, that kachim means only pesach, only that specific type of kachim. So elam meiser behema lamali. But why would it have to then specify that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser behema? So isn't it therefore a raya that when it says that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser, it means meiser sheni, and we're therefore back to raya number one, that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser sheni? So answers the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Ela meiser rishon. When it says meiser, there's a third type of meiser. Not only meiser sheni, not only meiser behema, there's meiser rishon. Well, probably the first thing you would think of when you hear the word meiser, right? The 10% that goes to the Levi. For Rabbi Meir, he damar meiser rishon, asur lazarim. And we're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that a zar is not allowed to eat meiser rishon. And since meiser rishon is so chomer that a zar is not allowed to eat it, it could be that it also has a chomer that an arel is not allowed to eat it. But meiser sheni, a zar is allowed to eat meiser sheni. Everyone's allowed to eat. You just have to eat it in Yerushalayim. There's no limitation on who you are. It's just where you are when it comes to meiser sheni. So therefore, there should be no problem with an arel eating meiser sheni. Rav Meir is a big chiddush, right? Rav Meir holds that the zar is not allowed to eat meiser rishon. We generally assume, not like Shitas Rav Meir, that a zar is not allowed to eat truma. That's beferish in the Torah, that a zar can't eat truma. It's misbidei shemayim if a zar eats truma. But unlike truma, which you give to the kohen and is asr for a zar, meiser rishon is mamono shalevi. You have to give it to a levi. It belongs to the levi, but the levi can then give it to his grandfather who's a Yisrael. He could give it to, he could share it with his neighbors. It's only a dine mamonos issue that it has to go to the levi. There's no chalos of any sort of isra, but a mayor holds no, it has kedusha, and as something that has kedusha can only be eaten by levim and kohanim. It has to be able to be eaten by kohanim as well, because in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, when they were kones the levim for not showing up, right, they decided that you can give ma'aser rishon to the kohanim as well, right? I think that it was like that, right? It was the levim that didn't come back by Bayi Sheni, and they made a knas. I forget, but I think so. So Tashema, so says Gemara, let's bring a raya, a second raya. Midatani Reb Chiya Barav Midifti, from the fact that Reb Chiya Barav Midifti taught a brisa, Oral Aser B'Shtei Maestros. An Oral is not allowed to have two maestros. My love, Echon Maestro Dagim, Echon Maestro Behema. Ooh, so we already know an Oral is not allowed to eat Maestro Behema. So that we know is one of the two, but isn't it a raya? Therefore, that what's the other one that an Oral is not allowed to have? It must be that Maestro Sheni. So Hachinami says, well, no, we can reject that raya as well. Maestro Rishon, Rabbi Meir. Who says Maestro Sheni? There's another type of Maestro, and that is Maestro Rishon. And the Sheet of Rabbi Meir is that a Zar is not allowed to eat Maestro Rishon, so Melan Oral is not allowed to eat Maestro Rishon. So Tashma, raya number three. onen aser b'meiser. An onen is not allowed to eat meiser, umutar b'truma b'para, but he is allowed to eat truma, and he's allowed to do the ma'asim of a para. It can't mean that he's allowed to eat a para, because no one is allowed to eat a para, but he's mutar b'para, because para is kache b'et kabayis, it's not kache mizbeach, and it's full yom is mutar b'kache b'et kabayis, and kol shkein, then an onen is going to be mutar b'kache b'et kabayis. So an onen is mutar to do the ma'asim of the para. Tevul yom, aser b'truma, umutar b'para, ubemeiser. A tevul yom, someone who's already gone to the mikvah, but he's waiting to have harav shemesh, is not allowed to eat truma. He's allowed to do the ma'asim of a para, and he's allowed to eat meiser. Mechusar kippurim, someone who not only had tevila, but he already had harav shemesh. He's just waiting for the next day to be able to bring his karban. So aser b'para, he's not allowed to do the ma'asim of a para, umutar b'truma, but he's allowed to do truma, ubemeiser. He's allowed to eat truma, and he's allowed to eat meiser. So says Marvi Misa, if an Arel were mutter b'meiser sheni, nisni Arel also b'truma mutter b'par b'meiser. It should have mentioned in this brisa an Arel together with a tevul yom on the list of people that are also b'truma, because an Arel certainly also b'truma, but is mutter b'par b'meiser. We already discussed an Arel b'para, and now we're discussing that an Arel b'meiser. So if it's true that an Arel were allowed to eat meiser sheni, it should have been mentioned in this brisa. From the fact that the brisa doesn't tell us this, did sounds like an Arel is also b'meiser sheni, and he does not have the same status of a tevul yom. So even though an Arel is mutter b'para, l'chora we could ask, why doesn't the Brisa say Arel aser b'truma u'b'meiser u'mutter b'para? It could be that the Brisa only mentions those things, the Yosef Lekach writes, those things that are mutter b'shnei dvarim and aser b'davar echad. So that's why he doesn't want to list an Arel as being aser b'truma u'b'meiser and yet mutter b'para, because that would mean that he's aser in two things and mutter in one. The Brisa is only listing things where it's mutter in two things and aser in one. So that's why it's a kasha that we're asking that an Arel, if it were true that an Arel is mutter b'meiser sheni, an Arel would fit seamlessly into this Brisa as being someone who's mutter in two things, para and meiser, and aser in one thing, in truma. So the Gemara says, not a raya. It could be that an Arel is mutter b'meiser sheni. I taught it to be Rabbi Akiva. This brisa is that which implies that he's an Arul is also b'meiser sheni, is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The marbi leila Arul katame. Rabbi Akiva treats an Arul the same as a tame. So since an Arul is considered like a tame, so he's going to be also b'meiser sheni and b'para. Zetanya Rabbi Akiva Omer ish ish. Rabbi Akiva says ish ish. The pasuk says ish ish mizar an v'tzoru azov b'katzim lo yochal ad asher yitar. So it has an extra word ish. The rabbi says Arul to tell me that an Arul is just like a tzeruah v'zav and all the other people listed in the pasuk, and that it was not allowed to eat truma. So it could be that this price is assuming like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that just like a tami is not allowed to eat truma, an Arul is not allowed to eat truma, and that's derived from the extra ish, and therefore an Arul is also bipara and meiser sheni. So now the Gemara says Uman Tana Tepalga Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and holds that an Arul is allowed to be involved in para, and if he's does the hazah of the paraduma, the hazah is going to be kosher. So Tana Rabbi Yosef Abavlihi, it's the Tanakama of Rabbi Yosef Abavli, meaning the Tanakama that disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Abavli in the following brisa. Titania, the brisa tells us, Sreifas onen umuchus kippurim ksheira. It's not that we burn an onen. The Sreifas hapara that's done by an onen, the burning of the para aduma that's done by an onen and done by umuchus kippurim would be kosher. That these people are kosher to do the Sreifas hapara. Rabbi Yosef Abavli omer onen ksheira umuchus kippurim psula. That an onen could do Sreifas hapara, but umuchus kippurim cannot do Sreifas hapara. So you see, the Tanakama allows Mechus Kippurim to do Sreifas Hapara, whereas the Brisa that tells us Shitas Rabbi Akiva tells us that Mechus Kippurim is not allowed to do the Sreifas Hapara. So you see that's the Tana that's Cholik al Rabbi Akiva Legabi Mechus Kippurim. So since he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva about one thing, about Mechus Kippurim, Me'estama, he also disagrees with Rabbi Akiva about an Arel, and he would be Machshir an Arel in Para Aduma. So now the Gemara brings another Tana that holds like Rabbi Akiva, daf, Rabbi Yitzchak savar oral aser b'meiser. Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Rabbi Akiva that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser sheni, because again, we had a raya that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser sheni, but the way we said that that raya doesn't tell us la halacha is because that's just going like shittas Rabbi Akiva that holds an oral is not allowed to eat meiser sheni. So right now, we have a clear raya that there is a tana that holds that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser sheni, because that must be the shittah of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, but he's not the only tana. Rabbi Yitzchak also holds an oral is not allowed to eat meiser sheni. How do I know an oral is not allowed to eat meiser sheni? Pasuk has the word mimenu in the context of meiser. By vidur meiser, the pasuk says lochalti ba'oni mimenu, and it says mimenu. By karban pesach, it says al tochlu mimenu. No, vashal mavushal b'mayim kim sliyesh as rosh al krav al kirbo. So you see, the word mimenu appears in both contexts. Ma mimenu amar pesach oral asurbo, af menu amar b'meiser oral asurbo. Just like by Korban Pesach, an oral is not allowed to eat it. So from the Gzeir Shavu, Mimenu, Mimenu, we learn that an oral is also not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. So you see clearly, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva that an oral is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, wait, is that a good Gzeir Shavu? Meaning a Gzeir Shavu needs to be open, the words need to be not used for anything else in order not to question the Gzeir Shavu. So it says, Mufni, yes, the words are available. De'ilo Mufni, because if these words were not available, if these words were not extra words, words, then we'd have a pircha on this gezer shava yikal lemifrach mal pesach shkein chayav lov mishum pikel nosar v'tamei. You can't tell me every psul of a carbon pesach is going to apply to meiser sheni as well. By a carbon pesach, you have a psul of pigel, a psul of nosar, a psul of tamei, because it's kachim. Meiser sheni is not kachim. So says Marli, afnu yimufni. You're right. That's a good point, and therefore you're right. The words mi menu by carbon pesach and by meiser sheni must be available. They must be open words. So my mufni or one of them must be open. So says Gemara, which one is the mimenu that it says by Pesach extra? So says Gemara, the Amarava Amarav Yitzchak tlasa mimenu ksiva by Pesach. Sorry, what the Gemara is asking is the word mimenu appears several times in the context of Karm Pesach. Which one of them is unnecessary and is therefore able to be utilized for the gzera shava that links Karm Pesach to Meiser Sheni? So Gemara says Amarava Amarav Yitzchak tlasa mimenu ksiva by Pesach. It says mimenu three times by Karm Pesach. Because it says al tochlu mimenu na uvashal mavushal b'mayim kim sliyesh rosh al krev al kirbo. It says lo sasir mimenu ad boker, and it says vadosir mimenu ad boker beish tisrofu. So chad the gufei, one of them, one mimenu of the pasuk of al tochlu mimenu na uvashal mavushal b'mayim is coming to teach me the gufei that you shouldn't make a mistake to think that the isra of eating na or eating a cooked korban pesach is even about matzah and mar as well. That the isra is only mimenu, it's only an isra by korban pesach. That there's no isra of eating cooked maror or cooked matzah, although it may not be an isra, it could be that you're not making the mitzvah either when you eat it cooked. But there's no isser of eating those things cooked. V'chad l'gzeir shava, and one mimenu is open to teach me this gzeir shava. V'chad l'mandi amr ba'akas v'lita l'chaasei achalos asei, and one of the mimenus, the third mimenu of anos mimenu abokar beish tisrofu, is totally in the machlokas that according to the sheet that holds that ba'akas v'lita l'chaasei achalos asei, that I have an asei of beish tisrofu after the Torah already tells me that I'm not allowed to leave over any nosar. It tells me that there's Nasei, and what do you do with the noser that you have to burn it to teach me that you don't get malchus on noser? Because any lav hanita class say you're not going to get malchus on. And since the Torah doesn't just tell me not to leave noser, it tells me what to do about it. It tells me, and if you have noser, you need to burn it. So that makes it a lav hanita class say. So I did ksiv noser ksiv nami mimenu. Once it says noser, it says also mimenu. Ulmandi amalitein lo boker sheni l'sreifaso. And according to the shita that the pasuk by noser mimenu al boker comes to teach me that you don't burn kachim that become pasul on yom tov. You wait until boker sheni. You wait until the morning after Yom Tov, because it should have said Vanosir Mimenu Be'ish Tisrofu. Why does it have to then say Vanosir Mimenu Ad Boker? It already said Losir Mimenu Ad Boker. I know when it becomes Noser in the morning. So I would already know Nosir Mimenu Be'ish Tisrofu means Ad Boker. So why does it have to add the phrase Ad Boker to tell me that Noser the Boker Rishon, which is Yom Tov, you don't yet burn it. You wait until Boker Sheni, which is going to be Chol, which is going to be a weekday, and you then burn it. Meaning that you don't burn Kachem on Yom Tov. So I did the ksiv ad boker, ksiv nami mimenu. So agav that it says ad boker, it also says mimenu. The Aruch Lener points out that l'chora, the word mimenu that it says by Vahanoser is not really extra, because it's coming to tell me that it's talking about the Korban Pesach, and the reason that it's extra is because it's samuch to the beginning of the pasuk, which says l'gabe the Pesach, and mele we would know anyway that it's about the Korban Pesach. It could have just written Vahanoser al boker beish tisrofu, but we wouldn't have been able to darshan the drushos of litin asei achalos asei and litin boker sheni l'sreifaso, because those drushos are only learned from the fact that they're samuch to the beginning of the pasuk of los asiru. So if it didn't say mimenu, I would have thought that the end of the pasuk is near the beginning of the pasuk to tell me just that we're talking about Korban Pesach. So it says mimenu because from there we learn that we're talking about Korban Pesach, and therefore the smichos is available to teach me asei achalos asei or boker sheni l'sreifaso, meaning mimenu is being used to teach what the pasuk itself would have taught on its own, which then makes the smichos of the pasuk available to teach these other dinim, to teach these dinim of lavanita glase, and to teach the din of boker sheni l'sreifaso according to that shita. So the Gemara derives what we learn from the three mimenus that it says by Maaser Sheni. So again, by Korban Pesach it says mimenu three times, and we said one of them is for the gzeirah shava, so it's mufna because one of them is needed for the gzeirah shava. But by Vida Maisos it also says mimenu three times. We mentioned before, lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, lo biarti mimenu bitame, and lo nasati mimenu limeis. So chad gufei, one of the lo achalti ba'oni mimenu comes to tell me that an onin is only asur maaser sheni, but he's allowed to eat maaser rishon, that it's only mimenu, it's only maaser sheni, that lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, that I'm not allowed to eat as an, that one is not allowed to eat as an onin. V'chad Rabbi Avo am Rabbi Yochanan, the lo biarti mimenu bitame comes to teach me the drush of Rabbi Avo am Rabbi Yochanan that we learned in yesterday's daf, that only mimenu, b'shemen shel maaser sheni, that becomes tamei, you're not allowed to be mivar, you're not allowed to burn. But shemen shel truma, that becomes tamei, is mutar lahavir, you're allowed to burn shemen shel truma, that becomes tamei. V'chad, and the third mimenu, well, again, mimenu is a kind of limud that tells me it's only about this, and this halacha shouldn't apply to other things. It's mimenu. V'chad, the third mimenu of lonasati, mimenu lemeis, is the Reish Lakish, it's derived from Reish Lakish, Tom Reish Lakish, Tom Rav Samya, minayin lemaaser sheni shnitma, shemutar l'socho, L'sucho. How do I know if you have Maaser Sheni that becomes Tamei, that even though Sicha is Kishtia, and you know that you're still allowed to be Socha, you're still allowed to anoint one's skin with Maaser Sheni that becomes Tamei, even though it's as if you drank Maaser Sheni that becomes Tamei, Shneimer, because the Pasuk says, Be'vidu Maaser Sheni, V'lo Nasati Mimenu L'meis. L'meis hu D'lo Nasati Halachai Dumya D'meis. I didn't give it to a mace, but the implication is that for a living person that's in some way equal to a mace, Nasati, that you're allowed to use it for. Eze Davar Shava B'chayim U'meisim Havayomer Zu Sicha. What is the type of usage that you could have with Maaser Sheni that a chai and a mace would both be able to get usage out of it? That's sicha, because it's they do sicha both on chayim and on mesim. So it's only on the mace that ain't sachin, but on a chai, you're allowed to be sach. So it's not us who like drinking Maaser Sheni that became tameh. Being doing sicha of Maaser Sheni that became tameh is going to be mutter. So the Gemara asks on the limud that you're allowed to be sach b'shemesh of Maaser Sheni that became tameh, maskef l'marzu. Maybe when it says lonasati menu mace, it means likach lo arum v'tachrichin, that it's usher to buy for the sake of the mace, to buy the needs that the mace has, the arum v'tachrichim, with maaser sheni. And when it says that only the mace you're not allowed to use maaser sheni, but l'chai it's going to be mutter, you can only be medayik that by buying clothing, not for sicha. Maybe it means you're not allowed to buy clothing for a mace with maaser sheni money, but you are allowed to buy clothing for a chai when it comes to maaser sheni money. Some Ravuna, Breid Rav Yishua, Mimenu Migufo. No, Mimenu implies something that's directly on the body. So it means Migufo Shal Maaser Sheni. Not on the body, it means from the item itself, from the Maaser Sheni itself. Whereas when you buy clothing with Maaser Sheni, it's not that you're using the Maaser Sheni, it's that you're bartering the Maaser Sheni. Sicha is the actual usage of the Maaser Sheni itself, and therefore that's the more likely of the two drushas. Okay, another possibility, how do I know that the Pasuk of L'Nasati Men of the Mace is talking about Sicha and is not talking about buying an Aron V'Tachrichin? Rav Ashi Amar L'Nasati Dumya D'Lo Achalti. The L'Nasati has to be similar to L'Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu. So Mala Lan Migufo, just like Achila means that you're using it up, you're having the payrolls themselves. So Afkan, by this Nesina, Avlanasati Menu Lemes, is also Migufo, means that that you didn't use it for Sicha of a Mace. Nothing to do with Tachrichin. So ask the Gemara, okay, so where how do we get to this? We try to figure out that this Gzeir Shava is Mufna, that the Gzeir Shava that links Karban Pesach to Maitre Sheni, and therefore teaches me that an Orel, just like he's not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, is also not allowed to eat Maitre Sheni, is a Gzeir Shava Mufna, because otherwise there are reasons to ask that Karban Pesach and Maitre Sheni are not quite the same. So we show that one of the mimenus by Korban Pesach is Mufna. So says the Gemara, yeah, but we just showed that all the mimenus that we have by Maaser Sheni are not Mufna, that they're all needed to teach Dinim. So Vakati, Mufna Mitzad Echad Hu. That therefore makes this Gzer Shava that's Mufna Mitzad Echad. One of the mimenus by Korban Pesach was extra, but all three mimenus by Maaser Sheni were not extra, because we learned three different Dinim. So therefore, it's Lemeidinu Meshivin. You could still respond to the Gzer Shava and say, how could you learn Maaser Sheni from Pesach? What about Pigel, Nos, or Tame? There are all these dinim that apply by Pesach that don't apply by Maaser Sheni. So says Mar Hani, Chamad Lemeidin Vein Meshivin. This works very well if you assume that Gzeir Shavah that's Mufna Mitzal Echad is Lemeidin Vein Meshivin. El Madiyar Lemeidin Meshivin, Michael Lemeimer. But if you hold the Gzeir Shavah Mufna Mitzal Echad is Lemeidin U Meshivin, so then what are you going to say? Lechora, if it's Lemeidin U Meshivin, we have what to be Meshiv. So answers the Gemara, even though the word be Menu that it says by Maaser in the Pesach of Lobiyati, Mimenu Betame is extra. Hachta Rabbi Avo, the din that Rabbi Avo learned that only Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to be Mavir Betuma, but Shem and Truma Tameya, you're allowed to be Mavir, is not derived from that pasuk. It's derived from somewhere else. Midr Rav Nachman Ram Rab Barvua Nafka. It's derived from Rav Nachman Ram Rab Barvua. Damer Rav Nachman Ram Rab Barvua. My dechsiv. What does it mean when it says by Truma Vani Hine Nesati Lucha Es Mishmeres Trumosai? Trumosai is a lashon Rabbim, implies more than one type of Truma. Vishtei Trumos Hakasam Medaber Achas Truma Torah. Vachas Truma Tameya. The pasuk is talking about both Truma Tahora as well as Truma Tameya. Ve'amar Rachmana, and the pasuk says about both types of Trumos, Licha, that you get to use both types of Trumos. How could Truma Tameya be Licha? You're not allowed to eat Truma Tameya. So what does it mean that it's Licha? Shalicha Tehilasa Katach Tavshilcha, that it belongs to you in the sense that you're allowed to use it as firewood. You could be Masakit Tachas Tavshilcha. So it's mutter to get Hana from Truma Tameya at the time that you burn it. So since from this pasuk we derive that it's mutzah to be mavir shemen shel truma that became tameh, memela, the word mimenu that it says by Maaser Sheni is open for gzeirah shava, meaning we basically took one of the three dinim that we learned from mimenu by Maaser Sheni and said, no, we already learned that somewhere else, and therefore that frees up the mimenu by Maaser Sheni. So now I have one free mimenu by Karban Pesach, one free mimenu by Maaser Sheni. It's gzeirah shava mufna mishnei tzadim. When you have gzeirah shava mufna mishnei tzadim, lemeidin vein Meshivin. Okay, period. That's the end of the story. So then the Mishnah went on to say, Vakala Tamei. We said, all Tamei people are not allowed to eat Truma. So, how do I know that a Tamei person is not allowed to eat Truma? Amar Biyach Mishnah Yishol, Amar Kra, Ish Ish Mizara Aron Vutzarua Ozav. So it says that someone who's Tamei is Bekachim Lo Yochal until he becomes Tahar. So you see that a Tamei is not allowed to eat Kachim. So the Gemara says, well, Ezu Davar, what kind of Kachim are we talking about? Ezu Davar Sheshava Bizarro Shalaron. What is the type of kachim that is equal to all Zaro Shalaron? Meaning that both males and females that are for all Zaro Aron. Naviomer Zutruma. That's a reference to Truma. Only Truma is the type of kachim that both males and females are allowed to eat. So the pasuk must be telling me that a Tamei person is not allowed to eat Truma. When it says not allowed to eat kachim, it means Truma. So ask the Gemara, how do you know that it means Truma? Maybe the pasuk comes to tell me that a Tamei person is not allowed to eat chaz v'shok of a carbon shlamim, which are given to Kohanim, and they're also shava b'zera aron. They also apply both to men and women. So it could be that's what the Torah says the Tamei person is not allowed to eat because they're kachim. But Truma, maybe the Torah says, maybe the Torah never asks a Tamei person for meaning Truma. So answers the Gemara, the din of chaz v'shok is not really shava b'kol zera aron, because Eina B'chazeres, because a Bas Kohen that marries the Yisrael and then becomes an Almana from the Yisrael without having children from the Yisrael goes back to Beis Aviyah to eat Truma, but she does not go back to eating Chaz B'shok. So Trumanami says, where Trumanami is also not completely Shava B'zera Aron, because Eina B'chalala. If you have a Bas Kohen that became a Chalala, she's also not allowed to eat Truma. Says Gemara, yeah, but Chalala loves Arad Aron. Chalala doesn't even count as Zera Aron, even though biologically a Chalala may be Zera Aron, halachically she's not Zera Aron. Whereas an Almana from a marriage to Israel is Zera Aron, and she's not allowed to eat Chaz B'shok. So that's why I know the Pasuk must be talking about Truma, and the Pasuk is telling me that a Tamei person is not allowed to eat Truma. So we had quoted a Brisa at the beginning of Amud Aleph that said that a Tful Yom, someone who was Tamei and he went to the mikveh and he still hasn't had Harav Shemesh, is not allowed to eat Truma, whereas once he had Harav Shemesh and he's only Mechusar Kippurim and he hasn't brought his Karbonos yet, he's allowed to eat Truma. Umaydahai Adashar Yitar Adik Harav Shemesh. How do I know when the Pasuk says that a Tamei person is not allowed to eat kachim? So we already said kachim means truma. Good. So it said kol tzaro, kol zav is not allowed to eat truma. How do I know that until adashar yitar? How do I know adashar yitar means until he has harav shemesh? Me'ema ad ma'isi kaparim. Maybe means still he brings his carbon and his tahara process is fully complete. So lo salka daitel. The Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel bezav bal shteiri il mitzor muskar hakas medaber, that Rabbi Shmuel taught that the pasuk is not talking about a Tamei person who needs to bring karbanos. It's talking about a zav who only had two re'ios, where there's no chiyuv of a karban, or a mitzor muskar who doesn't have to bring a karban in his tara process. So dumi to tamei nefesh, because they're similar to a tamei, someone who's tamei meis. Ma tamei nefesh tav bar kaparu hu haninami lav bnei kaparu ninu. Just like a tamei meis has no karban to bring, so too the types of tameim that we're saying are not allowed to eat truma have no carbon to bring. So how do I know that when it says until he becomes tar, it doesn't mean until he brings his carbon? Because we're talking about the type of people that aren't going to have to bring a carbon. So obviously it means ad asher yitar, until they have harav shemesh. Yeah, but maybe those types of people that don't have to bring a carbon will be allowed to eat truma as soon as they have harav shemesh. But those types of people that do have to bring a carbon should not be allowed to eat truma until they actually bring a carbon. And furthermore, haditnan tavel v'ala ochel b'maiser, when he goes to the mikveh, he's allowed to eat maiser sheni as soon as he's tovel, but he's not allowed to eat truma b'kachim. Harav shimsha ochel b'truma, hevi kapara ochel b'kachim minolan. That if he then has harav shemesh, he's allowed to eat truma. If he then brings his carbon the next day, he's allowed to eat kachim. How do I know all of these dinim? That a mechusar kippurim is not allowed to eat kachim, that a tful yom is not allowed to eat truma, that maiser sheni is eaten both by a mechusar kippurim and a tful yom. So amar rav chisa tlasik krayik sivi. There are three psukim that address three different time frames of the Tara process. Ksiv, it says by the parsha of Tzeruah Zav, it says v'lo yochal ben akachim ki im rachatz b'sar b'mayim. So that implies harachatz, that as soon as he's rachatz b'sar b'mayim, as soon as he goes to the mikveh, Tahar, he's allowed to eat from kachim, and he doesn't have to wait for Arav Shemesh. Uksiv, but it says uva hashemesh v'taher v'achar yochal min hakachim, that he's only allowed to eat kachim after bias shemesh, after he has Arav Shemesh. Uksiv, then there's a third pasuk v'chiper ala hakolein v'tahera, that only when he has a kapara of a karban is he allowed to eat kachim. So haketzad, how can I have three pasukim? One tells me as soon as he goes to the mikveh he can eat kachim. One says when he has Arav Shemesh he can eat kachim, and one says when he brings a karban he can eat kachim. So it must be kan l'may. So the first pasuk is talking about eating maaser sheni, and he's allowed to eat maaser sheni as soon as he goes to the mikvah. Kan the truma. The second pasuk is talking about eating truma. Kan the kachim. And the third pasuk is talking about eating kachim. Ve'epachana. Maybe I could say the opposite, that he's allowed, harav shemesh is allows him to eat maaser sheni, and the pasuk that allows right after tevila is about truma. That right after tevila you can eat truma. Maybe you can flip them. So mistaber truma adif shekein machpas. No, truma has a whole bunch of chumras. It's misa b'dei shemayim. It's chomesh for a zarui to b'shoge. It doesn't have pidyon, it's also for zarim. So of course truma is going to be more kachim than maaser sheni, more chomer than maaser sheni. So Adrab says, when maaser adifa shekein hadas tav, maaser sheni has its share of chomers as well. Hava asmakom, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's chayiv in vidoy, it's also for an onen. You're not allowed to be mevare betuma. And if someone eats a betumas atzmo, where the maaser's tummy gets malkus, and maaser sheni is chayiv bebiur. So all those chomers apply to maaser sheni, not to truma. So I feel misa adifa. Says Mariyah, but still the chumra that truma has, they chayv misa b'dei shemayim. If you eat it b'tumas gufo, that makes it more chumra than maaser sheni, and therefore maaser sheni is going to be the thing that you're allowed to have as soon as you're tovel. Truma, you're going to have to wait for harav shemesh. Rava amar below misa adifa nami lo matzah samrit. Even without saying misa adifa, it can't be that you're allowed to eat truma as soon as you're tovel, because amar kra nefesh ezu davar shavu kol nefesh havi omer zemaiser. Pasuk says nefesh shetiga bo lo yachum erakachim kiim rachas b'sar b'mayim. The pasuk that says that as soon as you go to the mikveh you're allowed to eat something uses the term nefesh. So nefesh is a reference to meiser, because that's something that's shava b'chol nefesh, meaning truma is limited to kohanim. Meiser sheni is for every nefesh, it's for all Jews. V'akati hani mili heich dav bar kapara avel heich dav kapara ad meiser kapara. But still, that only tells me about someone who doesn't have to bring a carbon. Maybe someone who has to bring a carbon has to wait to bring the carbon before he eats truma. Amar Abaye trei krei ksiv. No, there are two bioledas. There are two pesukim that it says bioledas. Ksiv ad melosi me tahara, kiven shemalu yameha tahara. There's one pasuk that says that only when she finishes all of the yamei tahara, the 40 days or the 80 days for a girl, that only then she's totally tahara and allowed to eat something holy. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says v'chipar ala hakoyin v'tahara, that after bringing the karbanos, only after bringing the karbanos, not when the days are finished, but when she brings karbanos, she's tahara. Haketzat kan the truma kan the kachin. Must be that there's a difference, that even though she will have to bring a karban, she's allowed to eat truma as soon as the days are over. She doesn't, but she's not allowed to eat kachim until she actually brings the karban. Why don't I just say it's reversed, that she could eat kachim right away after the days are over and truma has to wait for the karban? Because mustabra kodesh chamur shekein pan kechas, the kodesh has pigul and osar and it's called the karban and it's me'ila and it's someone who eats it b'tumas aguf it's chayiv kares and it's ashala onen. Adra, but truma chamor shekein machpaz, but truma has its own set of chumras. Yeah, but hanach nefishin. But there are more chumras that you have by kachim than you have by truma. And that's how I know that for eating kachim, you have to wait to bring the carbon, but for eating truma, you could already have with harav shemesh. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Rava Amar tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody, and a good Shabbos. We'll see you.